This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
In the U.S. Southwest, the state of Arizona has more sunshine than anywhere. It should be the American capital of solar power. But instead, big cities like Phoenix are powered by dirty coal. To explain this crazy situation, I've reached Nancy LaPlaca. Nancy was policy advisor to a state power commissioner, and now she's looking at taking a run for the commission herself. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Alex. Glad to be here.
Well, Nancy, what the heck? Why isn't Arizona the big leader in solar power?
Well, I know it's interesting and it's kind of confusing. And right now, Arizona is 2% solar and nearly 50% coal. And let me explain why. Arizona exports a lot of its power, 30%, mostly to California. And if you go to a website like the Solar Energy Industries Association website and you look up solar, we actually have a lot of installed capacity of solar, Alex, but half of it is being sold to California. When you look at the total amount of solar that we have, not a whole lot of it is being used in state. One of the reasons why we export so much to California is because they have a much higher requirement for clean electricity. In other words, their renewable portfolio standard is much higher, 33% by 2020. While in Arizona, ours was one of the early standards and also one of the lower standards. It's 15% by 2025. So that's less, and it's over a longer period of time. And the real issue, Alex, is one that people are just starting to grapple with, and that's really the business model for utilities. And the fact that when you own a lot of coal plants, those coal electrons are so cheap, they're 3 cents a kilowatt hour, that the utilities make a lot more money burning coal than they do from solar. There are various ways that we could fix that, but at this point in time, right now in Arizona, we're kind of stuck. One of the issues that's been coming up lately is called net metering. And net metering is this concept where when you put clean energy, solar, let's say on your roof or the roof of a business, the meter runs backward. But the difficulty from the utility point of view is that if you have large numbers of people that start moving to solar, particularly businesses, because it's one thing to have a couple houses or even a few hundred or thousand homes, it's another thing when your big box stores and your grocery stores and your large energy users start to move to solar. And then the utility starts to lose so much revenue that it really threatens their business model. Utilities have very high throughput, Alex. In other words, it's expensive to run those power plants. If their sales go down just a little bit, their profits go down a lot. Their infrastructure costs, their fuel costs, their labor costs, these are very high. And renewable energy presents a totally new paradigm where, especially for solar, you pay a relatively higher upfront capital cost to build that solar. But over the longer period, over 20 years, it's very, very, very cheap to run solar. But our regulatory policies don't really take that into account.
But it's a strange world in the Southwest Desert. You have a lot of Republican voters championing free enterprise, but the power system seems largely owned by the state of Arizona. It almost sounds pretty communist to me. So how does the state figure into these decisions about burning coal or going to solar?
Well, that's an interesting question. You've got regulated states and deregulated states, and Arizona is a regulated state. And basically, in all of your regulated states, and I'm sure in the deregulated states too, your utilities are very powerful political players. And they're used to having a monopoly. So for 100 years in this country, our utilities had monopolies, and they're used to those monopolies. So when you start bringing in clean energy, Alex, it changes the paradigm, especially for solar, because solar is so modular. You can have a tiny amount of solar or you can have a huge amount of solar. And it's modular so you can keep building it. It's also closer to load so you can do away with transmission costs. So solar in a lot of ways is more threatening to the utility business model because wind tends to be bigger and it tends to be further away, whereas solar has the possibility of being closer to load, owned by individuals, and it's distributed. For example, you probably know that in Germany, half of the clean energy is owned by local business people, farms, small businesses, and local people, whereas that is a totally, totally new situation in the United States, where energy is owned by big corporations.
You know, you talk about Germany. They are thinking about trying to get some big solar plants put on the northern Saharan desert and then having that power cross the Mediterranean to get to Europe to power the factories there. They would love to have the sunshine capabilities that Arizona's got. I just can't still quite grasp why Arizona isn't with the program.
Yes, it's kind of mind-blowing, and people are really surprised by that, although if you live here, you look around and you don't see much solar. And again, I think it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. And as I get out and talk to people, they do wonder why we don't have solar. But in a nutshell, you've got all over the country, not just in Arizona, excess capacity. You've got your electricity use is down because the economy is slowing down. You've got excess capacity. In other words, you've got lots of coal plants, you've got plenty of natural gas plants, and you've got lots of people looking to sell those electrons. And so if you don't have an appetite for solar, then you're not going to build it. So for example, in California, where they have a high standard, 33% by 2020, those utilities are shutting down their contracts with Arizona utilities to buy coal, to buy coal-fired electrons from Arizona. And instead, they're signing new contracts to buy solar. So you need that mechanism, those renewable portfolio standards, to push those utilities into buying clean electrons versus dirty electrons.
And is it true that Nevada has said they are going to quit coal?
Nevada is. And in fact, it's kind of set off a firestorm here, Alex, because there's a very big power plant in northern Arizona called Navajo Generating Station. And when Los Angeles Department of Power and Water said, we're not going to buy any more coal-fired electricity from that power plant after, I think it's 2015, all of a sudden, bam, 20% of that coal plant output was up for grabs. Now, NV Energy in Nevada has said, hey, we're not going to re-up that contract either, and that's another 11%. So all of a sudden, literally in the course of 1 year, you've got 30% of one of the biggest and dirtiest coal plants in the country. All of a sudden, you need a buyer for that electricity, because with coal plants, you can't cycle them. You can't just say, okay, we're going to turn that coal plant down and run it at only 50%. You have to literally run each unit either full bore or not at all.
And it complicates it that that Navajo plant contributes millions of dollars to the Navajo tribe. Lots of Native Americans work either in the plant or with the coal mines in northern Arizona. Can we shut that dirty plant down?
You know, the Republicans put out a press release on me yesterday calling me an extremist because I'm talking about investing in clean energy. And the truth of the matter is, Alex, clean energy provides three times more jobs per megawatt hour. And so really, if we replace that plant with clean energy, we would be adding jobs. We would be tripling jobs. There is a way. It's also a very sunny part of the state, of course. The whole state's sunny. And it's windy, too. So we have a possibility of putting wind up there where that plant is.
And when I talk to people from the Southwest, they're telling me, well, the summer monsoon didn't really come, or it wasn't much. Our rainfall's down to a third of what it was, and it's hot as heck here. Global warming isn't going to be good for the state of Arizona if you keep going with coal.
No, it's global warming. You know, we half the water in Phoenix comes from the Central Arizona Project, which is the Colorado River. Tucson, Arizona, 80% of the water comes from the Colorado River. It gets pumped uphill 336 miles, and it's 2,400 feet uphill. And as Mo Udall used to say, my old boss, water only goes uphill when it's going towards money. And so people in Tucson do get it a little bit more, but we are looking at a water-constrained future. The Southwest has been hit hard by climate change. We're up 2.2 degrees on average, and that's quite a lot. I think this may be the summer when people start to get it. If you look at the polls, Alex, people do get it that it's getting hotter here. And I first moved here in 1979, and it is hotter.
Well, give us the wrap-up. What needs to happen with these Arizona utilities?
You know, what needs to happen, I think, is the win-win situation Alex, they need to do what's called rate-basing clean energy and energy efficiency. Because when utilities own the generation, they make a 10% rate of return, and then you don't fight them, you join them. You know, the old, if you can't beat them, join them. So we have to convince the commission to rate-base clean energy and do actually what California did, which is they said utilities get to own half, and then you put half up to bid. So what that does is you can have a thriving third-party solar industry, and you also incentivize the utilities. You reward them, and you give them a rate of return for building clean energy. Because the truth of the matter, what the utilities are finding is fuel is a risk. Fuel is a pass-through cost. A third of Arizona's electricity comes from natural gas. All that natural gas is piped in from out of state. We send $3 billion a year out of state for fuel. We should be spending those dollars in state.
From Arizona, we've been speaking with Nancy LaPlaca, an energy activist and possible political candidate. Are you going to take a run at it?
You know, I'm really thinking about it. I've got an exploratory committee, Alex, and I'm talking to a lot of people, and I'm really, really hopeful. I feel like I have a message that needs to be heard, and I believe absolutely in Arizona's clean energy future.
Well, I will put a link to your Facebook page in my blog at ecoshock.info. Thank you, Nancy, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Alex.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.